This is Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville, a show dedicated to music created and performed right here in the Tennessee Valley. I'm your host tonight, Tom, with No Huntsville. Two big local music festivals are coming up, including Tangled String Music Fest on June 23rd.
What a sense of community, though, that music festivals bring. I mean, everybody celebrates music, and they're all there to hear music. And nothing brings people together more than music, in my honest opinion.
We'll hear from Huntsville musician Lamont Landers, who recently brought down the house at Showtime at the Apollo, and will play at Microwave Dave Day on June 24th.
There's been numerous times where I was the least qualified musician in the room, and it only makes you better. Playing with people who are better than you makes you better.
We'll also hear from local musician Alex Banks, Phoebe Jones, and Kendrick Orr. An hour of great Tennessee Valley music and interviews is next, right after this news update. This is Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Tom with No Huntsville. Tonight we have interviews with Huntsville musician Lamont Landers, who recently brought down the house at Showtime at the Apollo. We also talk with Todd Haller and Danny Davis with Tangled String Music Fest. Tonight's music features songs from Lamont Landers, Cedric Burnside, Amanda Shires, and Lily Hyatt. But let's start with some jazz and gospel from right here in Huntsville.
This is Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, our weekly spotlight on original music being created and performed right here in the Tennessee Valley. This is your girl, JQ. In this segment, we're going to explore some new songs from local jazz and gospel artists, including Kendrick Orr and Phoebe Jones. But let's first start with Alex Banks and his track entitled My Heart, featuring Eric Essex.
Mm-hmm.
This is Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.
Now I'm like, can't take my eyes off you. Oh no, I called you boo. What have you done to me? You've got me weak in the knees, girl. I noticed my spending habits have been through the roof. I didn't have a clue that I was falling in love with you. My hands are getting sweaty. You always in my head. You give me good feeling, like good kush, good dealing. Now I got high esteem, but I hadn't slept for days. But why would I sleep when my real life is better than my dreams? The side effects of love,
side effects.
It's one hell of a drug,
side effects.
It's got me stuttering,
side effects.
Every time I pull up, pull up. Every time I pull up, falling in love, it's hard on my body.
Body,
I'm stressed out. When you go out and party,
party
without me, I worry too much.
I worry too much
about you breaking my heart.
Breaking my heart.
But I was warned from the start. My hands are getting sweaty.
Sweaty.
You're always in my head, and you give me good feeling, like good kush, good dealing. But you gave me high esteem, but I hadn't slept for days. But why would I sleep when my real life is better than my dreams? The side effects of love,
side effects.
It's one hell of a drug,
side effects.
And you've got me stuck. Every time I pull up, side effects of love,
love,
love, love, one hell of a drug,
side effects,
it's got me stuttering,
side effects,
like every time I pull up.
Craving and fiending, dazing and jonesing. Your love so dope it should've came with a warning. Your smile so sweet and your speech is so charming. Your style so fly when I'm with you I'm soaring. And every single time is better than last time. All I do is think about you in my pastime. I run through a landfill of landmines. Your love is a drug and I'm spending my last dime. Whenever I think of you, girl, I'm like, woo, reminiscing the things that you do. I brag on you to my crew, but they have no clue. So they think I'm acting brand new, but the mood is right, cause it's love we both feeling. Let's groove tonight. I don't mean sexual healing, cause you the type, and I'm ready to start building till my crew tonight. Gon' hang, but I'm chilling for you.
The side effects of love,
side effects.
It's one hell of a drug,
side effects.
You got me stuttering, yeah.
Side effects.
Like every time I pull up, I pull up.
I live, I breathe, I move, and it's in you. to keep straight. Now my life is in your hand, and you I can't pin. Everything that I do, now I know that it's all in you.
I live, I breathe, I know that it's in you. I have no fear, because I know it's all in you. I live, you. I breathe, I know that it's in you. I have no fear, because I know it's all in you.
And without you in my life, life has no meaning to me. And it's in you, I know it's in you. Everything that I do, now I know that it's all in you. Ain't no need to worry, no need to fret. Jesus will go with you every step of the way. And when it seems hard, seems so far.
You're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville. We just heard Phoebe Jones and her song, In You. Also in the set, we heard Kendrick Orr with Side Effects and Alex Banks with My Heart. All of these musicians are from right here in Huntsville, Alabama. You'll find more information about the music and interviews you'll hear on tonight's episode at WLRH.org. Just look under the Programs tab for Valley Sounds.
Here we go again, Huntsville. This weekend on the Invisible City, my friend Selena Brilla stops by to talk about a big show coming up at Sidetracks at the end of the month, June 29th. Plus, music from Serpent with Feet, Fleetwood Mac, Felice Brothers, Low, John Spencer, and a whole lot more. That's the Invisible City, Friday nights at 7 and Saturday nights at 10 on 89.3. WLRH.
This is Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, our weekly spotlight on original music being created and performed here in the Tennessee Valley. I'm T. Mill with the podcast In Tune with T. Mill. In our next segment, Evan Billiter of the Microwave Dave Music Education Foundation joins me in a conversation with Lamont Landers. Lamont is a Huntsville musician on the rise who recently brought down the house at Showtime at the Apollo.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Lamont Landers Band.
Showtime at the Apollo. You know, seeing you somewhere that, one, is stood the test of time all these long years, but is a place that still, you know, it's got some validity to it, a lot of validity to it. And that stage, I can't imagine what it's like to be on that stage, let alone any stage. But I want you to walk us through just kind of like your mind, in your mind, in your feelings, what you were feeling as your name's being called, as it's time to play that first note. What are some of the things that are going through your head and how are you feeling?
Just kept thinking over and over again, don't mess up. They told us, you know, you gotta rub the tree of hope, the stump. You gotta rub the stump. And so I was like, make sure you rub that stump. So I rub the stump, get up there. Don't trip over your words when you're talking to Steve Harvey. And then when we actually performed, a lot of times I perform with my eyes closed, but I made sure to keep my eyes open as we were performing, you know, that night, because it was just such a special stage. You know, and my favorite artist of all time is D'Angelo, and he performed there. He got one of his biggest breaks there, James Brown and Marvin Gaye, countless others, man. Just a lot of my inspiration comes from those people, and they played on that stage. So I just wanted to try to do it right. And luckily enough, we didn't get booed off, and we you know, ended up winning. So that was really cool.
And could you talk about how you got to that point? You know, what brought you, you know, to being featured or getting that opportunity on the Apollo?
Right. And that is the thing, because, you know, a lot of times you don't hear about how people even get involved with shows like that. And so basically it just boiled down to about 3 or 4 years ago, my sister took a video of me on, you know, put it on YouTube, ended up getting some exposure. And then through that, I've gotten emails from casting agents for shows and stuff. So, like, I'd done America's Got Talent and never aired, thank God. I did X Factor and never aired, thank God. I was young and I was inexperienced. And through that, those casting producers will still keep you in mind, even if your episode doesn't air, if you do a show. And so they'll email me every so often about shows. And I was actually doing those two shows. I was kind of disgusted with the way that TV worked, because a lot of it is, some of it is fake, I should say. But I got an email when I was in class at UAH, and they were like, "You want to come to your Showtime with Apollo?" I was like, "Can I bring my band?" They said yes. I was like, "Let's do it."
Can you talk a little bit about your inspirations of local musicians? It doesn't necessarily have to be Huntsville, but
right,
if there is someone from Huntsville or North Alabama or somewhere in this area, can you talk about maybe a couple of the inspirations of musicians you've had around this area?
For sure. Of course, the Shoals has a big history, and I was kind of steeped in that music as a kid. And, also the guy that we record with in Decatur named Jeremy Stevens, he was the protege of Johnny Sandlin, who was from Decatur. Johnny Sandlin produced most of the Allman Brothers records, was a huge part of Capricorn Records and the sound that they had in Macon, Georgia in the 70s. And so I didn't learn of that until later on when I was in high school, and I was just blown away that a guy from Decatur had, you know, cut all those records. And then, once again, I was even more surprised to find out that my favorite artist, D'Angelo, my bass player is Raven. His dad, Norris Jones, was D'Angelo's guitar player. Yeah, so that blew me away.
That is awesome.
There's a lot of players that tour with national acts that don't have the name recognition, but I mean, they're bad players. I mean, they're really bad dudes. So I get my inspiration from the quality of musicianship that is around, you know, this area. Huntsville and Decatur has some of the best musicians that I've ever seen in my life.
If you knew then what you know now, is there anything that you would change or do a different way or anything like that for those musicians that are coming up that may still have that time and space to do some of these things or avoid some of those either mistakes or different ways of doing things?
Definitely. Don't hesitate to say no to a gig. If you are worth more than what they are offering, you don't have to take it. I mean, I've been in dire straits where I did take it, but, you know, always be willing to walk away if you're worth more than they're offering. Secondly, if you're not, don't be afraid to be the worst player in a room, because that's only going to make you better. I can tell you from experience with my band, there's been numerous times where I was the least qualified musician in the room, and it only makes you better. Playing with people who are better than you makes you better. And then thirdly, if you're just starting out, get you a group of guys. It is hard to find a group of guys that are all like-minded, but, you know, try. And when you find that fit, you'll know it. And when you have that fit, go. Just don't be afraid. Just go to any bar you want to play at. Say, who is your booking guy? I got a band. I want to play out. Just put yourself out there and just don't be afraid, basically. Always know your worth. Don't be afraid. And if you are the worst player in the band, that's okay, because you're going to get better.
I have one more question, and I want to throw it to you, Evan, because you brought up a good point. How do bands or musicians know when they should start asking for money to play for or to receive for a gig?
Right. I don't know. There should be a Kelly Blue Book value for gigs. I've wondered that too, because some places, they just tell, you know, you don't really know. It's kind of taboo to ask another band, like, hey, man, how much did you get for that gig? But I have done it before in the past when I was younger. So don't do that, young musicians. Don't ask other musicians what they make at a gig. It's not cool. But I don't know. You know, around here, I found the going rate for gigs is about $100 a man. You know, unless you have like a 13-piece band, at that point you're probably gonna get like $25 a man. But like, if you've got like a 4 to 6-piece band, you're probably gonna be out at $100 a man. Your corporate gigs, you're gonna make substantially more. Weddings, fraternity parties. You know, that's how we pay our bills, is with like stuff like that. But when do you know? I don't know. I started playing out when I was 19, and I was the youngest person in the band I was playing with at the time, and I was just happy to be making any money at all. But I don't know. That is a very good question. When you're playing out, if you think that people like you, then you deserve pay. But if people are running away with their ears covered, keep at it. It's not time.
But any kind of conversation that you might want to talk about in regards to, like, have you made promises to yourself? Have you talked to other people about, hey, how do I stay grounded through this process?
I don't know. I've never been one to, which, first of all, I would not call myself successful by, you know, any stretch of the imagination. To me, it's, you know, I'm still me. Just sure. And nothing really big has happened. Now, like, if I got to, like, Bruno Mars level, I think I'd have the same mentality, because to me, it's all about, you're a human being. And everything else is just a distortion of reality. Like, Bruno Mars is still a human being. He's still a man. And he's still got the same insecurities and all that stuff he had when he was coming up with it. He just got more money in his bank account. So, to me, it's just, it's easy to stay grounded, because I don't think that I'm anything special. So it's like, I don't think that's ever a concern of mine. I'm not one to be egotistical, or, like, I want my band to shine more than I do at all times. Nice. And, you know, being the front man, whatever that means, I'm just the guy who sings. I just happen to be the guy out front singing.
Sure.
It's nothing different, but it's easy. I can, you know, some people have the personality to get lost in it, and I don't think I have that. But I mean, of course, it is nice. Ego strokes are nice.
I'm not saying
that it doesn't feel good, but it, you know, I can tell genuine from a put on, like, you know, because some people, you know, treat you differently because you've done certain things, or, you know, been on TV, or you play gigs that are cool or whatever, and it's like, I can tell if you're just putting on because you weren't treating me that way before.
Sure.
So why are you treating me that way now?
That was Huntsville musician Lamont Landers, who you can see perform live during Microwave Dave Day, June 24th at Humphreys in downtown Huntsville. For more information about Microwave Dave Day, visit microwavedaveday.com. Let's hear Love and Lust by Lamont Landers. We'll also hear another performer from Microwave Dave Day, the world-famous Snake Doctors, with their song, Huh. I'm T-Mill with the podcast In Tune with T-Mill. This is Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.
Don't need no love songs, just need you to love me. Don't need no heartfelt message wrapped up in a slick package to inspire me. Oh, I need your love, crave your lust, let it wash over me. Well,
this is Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville, our weekly spotlight on original music created and performed right here in the Tennessee Valley. That was a sample of some of the bands playing at Microwave Dave Day Sunday, June 24th at Humphreys in downtown Huntsville. We heard Lamont Landers with Love and Lust and the world-famous Snake Doctors with Huh. I'm your host, Tom, with No Huntsville. Still to come, music and conversation about the upcoming Tangled String Music Fest.
The first ever Tangled String Music Fest is happening June 23rd in Big Spring Park. You can kick back under the trees and enjoy an evening of up-and-coming musicians from around the Southeast. We just so happen to have 3 pairs of tickets to the festival to give away. Just comment on the contest thread on the WLRH Facebook page to enter, and we'll draw our 3 lucky winners on Monday during All Things Considered. Good luck! Hey,
This is Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, our weekly spotlight on original music being created and performed here in the Tennessee Valley. I'm Evan Billiter with the Microwave Dave Music Education Foundation. On June 23rd, Tangled String Studios presents Tangled String Music Festival at Big Spring Park East in downtown Huntsville. The festival features a mix of blues, rock, country, and folk music. I sat down with Todd Howler and Danny Davis with Tangled String Music Festival. Todd says his past music festival experiences inspired this local effort.
First festival experience for me was, I think, back in 2001. It was the very first Bonnaroo.
Ooh, the lucky one that got to the first one.
16, 17-year-old, let loose in the world. You know, it was my first time ever in an environment like that, and it was eye-opening, but it was really something special, and I think it really kind of jump-started what I'm doing now, the involvement I want to have.
Nice. Danny, what about you?
I got to say, I'm a good bit older. My first experiences were little bluegrass festivals out in like Cropwell, Alabama, you know, way out in the sticks. And nothing much more than a hay truck with some guys standing up on there playing some upright basses and fiddles and stuff. And but it was just great because you had this really great outdoor kind of family experience. You're enjoying some music with a lot of people. And I love music festivals, so I've hit the Bonnaroos and stuff like that, too, and it just really draws you in.
Yeah, and I feel you there. That's been my experience with music in the South, especially been the smaller music festivals in North Carolina, especially, and Florida, and really opened my eyes up to, I mean, waking up in a tent Sunday morning and big old oak trees with Spanish moss hanging down and literally being woke up to gospel bluegrass.
Right. I need to find those festivals.
Yeah.
You're too young.
But what a sense of community, though, that music festivals bring. I mean, everybody celebrates music, and they're all there to hear music, and nothing brings people together more than music, in my honest opinion.
You're absolutely right, Todd. So, Todd, in regards to those festival experiences, what do you think you took from them experience-wise or knowledge-wise that helps you to, in regards to production or booking or anything like that, in regards to Tangled String Music Festival? What do you think the things were that you maybe took from those music festivals?
So, my background is being a musician, one, and then I work production, so I do a lot of I pick apart productions and festivals and shows and stuff. And so whenever I go to these festivals, I'm always looking at what kind of tents do they have, what kind of food vendors, you know, are there some craft vendors who have some interesting stuff. Like there's a guitar maker called Soldier Straps, makes straps out of seatbelts, you know, stuff like that. I find interesting. I think it's awesome. But I also pick apart the production and I look and see what all's, you know, the new technology with video walls and, you know, the lighting and the mood of the environment. And, you know, there's a lot of architectural lighting and stuff going on these days as well. And, you know, how does it sound? How does it feel? So the feel of a festival is important to me. And each one I go to is different, from Hangout Festival to Bonnaroo to, you know, from general admission experience to VIP experience. I try and take all those into account and put them towards what we do here at Tangled String Studios. We're a small mom-and-pop operation, and so our festival's still kind of small and mom-and-pop feeling, but I think if we can get the community behind us to have a really solid music festival back, I think that's our goal and our mission. We want to be there for the Huntsville community, music community especially. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, just looking at the lineup, obviously, your influence comes from incredible quality music. Yeah. Can you just run through the lineup really quick to give people an idea of who's playing the festival?
Yeah, we got R.L. Burnside's grandson, Cedric Burnside, playing, so he'll have the blues element. We got a great band out of Athens, Georgia, Bloodkin. They kind of came on late. But we're happy to have them. They're a great influence on the smaller songwriters circuit or rock and roll band circuit, heavily influenced Widespread Panic. Yeah. And then we have Lily Hyatt, whose father's John Hyatt. She's a fantastic songwriter in her own right. Good she band. Likes to bring some rock and roll, too, so yeah, she's got a good band.
And she's played here, right?
Yeah, she has. Yeah. Yeah. She's sold out a couple performances here. The first time she played was with Amanda Shires, who's our headliner. She's married to Jason Isbell, for those not familiar, but she's fantastic as well. Great instrumentalist, great songwriter, and
Josh Headley.
And Joshua Headley. He's kind of he's not new to the scene by any means. He's very known within the Internal Musicians Network, but he's got they call him Mr. Jukebox. He's a classic country sound, and I think he's from Florida, but he's been playing in Nashville for the past several years and just got picked up by Jack White's Third Man Records. Nice, so nice. I think we got a great mix of diversity between women, men, and African-Americans and Caucasians. Yeah, sure. I think it's going to be great.
So this question I think is a fun one, just, you know, along the lines of you know, what would you do if you won the lottery type of question? And
have a festival.
Yeah, exactly, Danny.
Free festival.
A free festival for everyone. Right. Free beer, too, right?
I'm a fan for that. I'll go with you on that one.
Right. Since we're in fantasy land. So, Danny, if you were to pick any musician, live or dead, to play at Tangled String Music Festival, who would it be?
Well, you know, I'd go get Radiohead. I just, you know, I love that whole groove that they put on. And I caught those guys at Bonnaroo 2006 or 7, I can't remember. And it was really a show that made an impact. But, you know, and at that same festival, there was Tom Petty and just a bunch of great bands. The Rat Dog or the Grateful Dead. I definitely want me some Jerry on the stage if we could do that.
Yeah. We all knew you were going to say that, Danny. Well, it was a shocking one for me to hear. Radiohead. That's the thing I love about music, man. You just never know what type of music hits people in what way. So
it's a good choice. I support those.
Yeah. I'll second that. What about you, Todd?
You know, I think if you could throw me back something small and like an up and coming sort of situation, I think if you could give me a Pink Floyd at like Live at Pompeii. Of scenario, not the grandioso 1995 Pulse tour.
Sure.
Even though that would be incredible as well. But and I even think I'd venture on the different side of the spectrum. Say maybe Otis Redding or some Little Feet or you know, some the original Allman Brothers band.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
That'd be fun stuff. And I don't think we have enough hotels in town to provide the lodging for how many people would show up for that lineup. That would be incredible.
Huntsville's population with the Grateful Dead would increase by, 80,000?
That's correct. Oh, that'd be fantastic. That was Danny Davis and Todd Howler with Tangled String Music Festival, happening June 23rd at Big Spring Park in downtown Huntsville. You can find more information about the festival at tangledstringstudios.com. Here's some tunes from some of the artists playing at the festival. We'll hear Amanda Shires' Devastate, Lily Hyatt' Get This Right, and Cedric Burnside' My Sweetheart. I'm Evan Billiter, and this is Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Valley Sounds, a show dedicated to music created and performed right here in the Tennessee Valley. I've been your host, Tom, with No Huntsville. Tune in for more local music, interviews, and special features every Saturday night at 9. Thanks to local podcasts In Tune with T-Mill, JQ, and Evan Builder for helping produce tonight's show. Find more information about the music you heard tonight at WLRH.org. Look under the Programs tab for Valley Sounds. We'd love for you to share a comment and submit your original music to the show. Contact us at WLRH.org or through the Facebook pages for WLRH, In Tune with T-Mill, Spice Radio Huntsville, and No Huntsville. Have a great night.